100 word stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 word stories podcast. One a day until the day I die.com. Not dead yet, so let's have ourselves a weekly challenge. I post the topic, you come up with the stories, gather them all together, and this is what happens. I think the topic is stab, and we got a lot of stories in. You can check out the show notes at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com for who was in this one and the text of their stories. You don't want to hear me babble on and on and on. You want to hear the stories. Well, let's get started.
Hello, night people. Tom here. And my story this evening is called Addictive Damage. I'll take a stab at it, said Jerome. The it was 6 feet four, weighed in at 290 pounds. Jerome, no piker himself, was well over 11 feet and 400 plus. He had to make his way over a few bodies to get to it. If it had a superior mental capacity, there would probably have been twice the bodies. This was not the case. Dumb as a boot, mean as a junkyard dog from L.A. So when Jerome got into bite radius, it lunged forward. Jerome dropped to one knee, raised his blade upward. It provided the force. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
I was willing to take a stab at it. I had never done anything anywhere like it before, but I had enough whiskey in me to try it. The prize was $200 and a week of free drinks at the bar. It started slow, but the contest attracted a dozen more contestants in a few minutes. The rules were clear. If you agreed to participate, you had to go out into the busy street and start singing Cyndi Lauper's True Colors in a high, falsetto, while twerking in a tight, knit, pink, thong. Naturally, I won, hands down. Number 2. Stabbing has become a team sport in many large, metropolitan cities in Europe and the United States. You can be shopping or taking a leisurely walk with your sweetheart and some maniac will run up to you and jam a long blade into your back or your neck. They will take a couple of shots at it, making sure they have done enough damage to end your life. They might yell some incoherent words at you, or the familiar Allahu Akbar. If some fool tries this with me, I'd put a few holes in his head with my umbrella sword.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com and of the Shooting Stars Trilogy, available at Amazon.com. And this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 637, with a prompt of stab. Here's my story. Roderick looked about to hit Bilbert when Linolea Amanda climbed on the bus. She sat behind the two. With a gentle stab of her finger into his shoulder, she said,
"Bilbert, you're still coming to my party tomorrow night, right?"
"Hey, no one invited me. Are you disrespecting me?" Roderick grabbed a handful of Bilbert's shirt.
"Come on, Roderick. You don't really want to go. It's just seventh grader stuff," Bilbert begged. "You can come if you want, Roderick. It's just me and Bilbert," Linolea Amanda shrugged.
"What?" Bilbert gasped. "Forget it. I don't want to go to any seventh grade party," Roderick sneered. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week. After all that.
Hi everyone, Lizzie here. I hope you had a good week, and here's my story for today. The two men sat on the porch looking at the inferior ones, they would say. The porch became a symbol of power, of dominance. Only those who ruled could sit there and watch the others while they went about their lives. Ron felt like he was in jail, and those two men were the guards. One day, in a moment of lunacy, Ron took over the porch. He stabbed one of the men and knocked the other one out. He was king of the porch for 10 minutes, the best 10 minutes of his life. After that, it was all downhill. And this is my story for this week, or by my blog at lizziegoodcuff.blogspot.com, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week. You know what? I'm starting to get tired of your constant failure to leave your husband and move in with me. You tell me you don't want to cause him pain, and that every time you psych yourself up to do it, you lose your resolve and realize just what a special person he is. You tell me about all the wonderful things he does for you, and that even though you want to be with me, he's done nothing wrong. Nothing to deserve being dumped. You tell me, you just can't stab him in the back. But I could.
Trevor Zoino here, with a story on the subject, stab. The eagle lands with a thud, knocking the wind from the lamb's body. Its front talons clamp around its ribs, and the rear talons stab it through. It heaves its prey into the air, and eventually returns to me, deposits the body, and goes to its recharging station. Eagles are almost extinct, but these are the next best thing. We're also working on a pack of robotic wolves that can bring down a man. The military are interested in that one. The lamb will not go to waste. I have a recipe for a newborn lamb that is to die for.
Hello, it's Jeffrey Fisher, here for week 637 on the topic of stab. And my story this week is called Pole Position. The big-boned woman at the other end of the bar winked at him. She wasn't his type, but he was a 2 at 10 and a 10 at 2 sort of guy, and the bartender had already shouted for last call. He made his way to her and decided on the direct approach. "Want to see Mr. Stabby? Let's go somewhere private and he can come out and play." She agreed, and they drove to a cheap motel. As he started to undress, she stopped him with a hand on his arm. "You don't want to see what I have under there?" he asked, leering drunkenly. "I sure do," she said, discarding her skirt, and the bulge was obvious. "But me first. Meet my Mr. Stabby." He yelped and ran unsteadily to his car. And that's it for me this week. I'll be back next week.
Good morning. It's Richard here, and here's my story on the topic of stab. It's called Addict. I thought I'd take a stab at the 100-word story writing thing. At the time, I'd no idea of the evils of the drabble. In fact, if you told me at the time that it can become a habit as addictive as crack cocaine, I'd have laughed at you. Shows how much I knew. It's nowhere near as bad as crack, though, obviously. Apart from the compulsive need for more, ever more. The cold sweats, the rage, the mood swings, the feverish nightmares, and the inability to ever let it go. No, nothing like crack at all. Okay, I'm out of here. Speak to you next week. Goodbye.
A Simple Inquisition by John DeCleese. Why is a raven like a writing desk? I'll take a stab at that. Because Poe wrote on both of them? I beg your pardon? Well, you understand, Edgar Allan Poe wrote on the subject of a raven, and he also wrote the poem on paper, which was on a writing desk. So he wrote on both a raven and a writing desk. I am afraid that both of them being utilized by a poet in completely different categories of usage is not the same thing as a case of similarity. You fail. Now, the pit or the pendulum?
Take a trip with me to planet Z.
Fucking beer guys, are they on strike? Frankie got up and went to get beer, but he never came back. He felt a stabbing pain in his chest while waiting in line, and he dropped like a sack of potatoes. The medics got him to the hospital and they checked his pockets, but Bill always held on to the tickets. And he never took his phone to the game. Where the fuck is Frankie with our beer? Growled Joey. Goddamn Frankie. The doctors called Frankie's wife and she called us with the bad news. We had to get our own beer.
And there you have it. A whole bunch of 100-word stories about the topic stab. I don't know what I'm doing anymore. You can check out the show notes at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com for, let's see, what's up there? The text of the stories, who was in this one, the next topic, which is, great, I just recorded it. Chance? Yeah. How hard do I have to make this on myself? I don't know. Anyway, all sorts of crap, blah, 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 blah. No ads, no this, no that. There will be stories for the rest of the week, and then we're back to the weekly challenge on Sunday. I will see you then. Thank you for listening and being a part of this. And as always, keep it brief.